What kind of advice or resources can you give to students who are interested in pursuing a career, being a professor in the arts, or, you know, something related to that field?
Well, you know, the arts are extraordinarily competitive. It's like a lot of art students go into a program thinking, I'm going to be a gallery artist. I'm going to get into shows in Brooklyn and all these big, you know, galleries in New York. And it's the same as trying to get into the NBA or the NFL, you know, in these major sports programs. It's like very few people actually make it to that level of success. But one of the things I constantly remind my students is that you want to pick the career and the area that you're interested in and that you're passionate about. And then within that area, there's different levels of success, but there's also there's a different fit for every person. You may not be as successful as a studio artist as you could be as an educator, or as you could be as someone producing artwork and creating things for sale on a e-platform, like an e-commerce platform, or any number of different avenues. And we actually teach a entrepreneurship for artists at Cabrillo in the art department. It's called Artsapreneurship. And it focuses on all the different avenues you can go down. And so what I try to tell students often is don't give up on going for the studio art or gallery art type approach, but keep in mind that perhaps commission art is a better fit and you'll be more successful and more happy if you choose that direction. Or perhaps being an educator, you'll be, as an individual, more successful. Yes, maybe a gallery artist will make more money or they'll be more famous. But if you go for trying to be a gallery artist and it's not actually the right fit for you as an individual, you won't necessarily make as much money as if you find the right fit, like I did with being an educator. I'm happy. I'm satisfied with what I do. I enjoy my work. And I didn't enjoy my work nearly as much as a commission artist. It was a grind. And not that it's not a grind as a instructor. There's a lot of work, a lot more work as a full-time faculty member at Cabrillo, but I enjoy the work. And so it doesn't feel as much of a grind. It doesn't feel as difficult. And so I think that work-life balance comes into factor big time. So I try to keep that in perspective for students.
Okay. Well, I'm really